Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother. By changing the emphasis from our Lord's real biological mother, Our Lady, and his relatives who were waiting to speak with him, to the spiritual relationship that everyone in the crowd had with him, he was not denigrating his mother, but putting the emphasis where things really needed to be. Our Lord had come for the salvation of souls and to make it possible for us to share in his divine life. He became one of us, became a man so that we might share in his divine life. And so his shifting of the emphasis is to not only remind us of what is truly important, but also to remind us of what is most important about the Blessed Mother. Because while her divine maternity is her greatest of privileges and puts her in a class by herself, she's only human, it's true, she's not divine. St. Bonaventure would say she's in an order of her own, above the angels, beneath God, but above the angels in an order, in a hierarchy of her own. Because the mystery of the divine maternity touches not only her in the order of grace, but also of nature. You know, she truly is the mother of God. Jesus truly is her biological child, even though there's no father. There's, you know, the conception is completely miraculous. So this privilege of hers is absolutely unique and preeminent and places her above all the angels, above all creation. She's at the apex of all creation because of this great grace that God has bestowed upon her that touches her not only in her soul but even in her body. Nevertheless, it is less important in the order of salvation, as far as our Lord is concerned, than her spiritual relationship with him, the fact that she does his will, hears the word of God, and puts it into practice. And this she does, of course, more than anyone else. You know, this also puts her in a class by herself, and of course it precedes Our Lady's union with God. Moral and spiritual union with her Son is the fruit of her Immaculate Conception. From the first instant of her conception, she is united in a unique way to God, so that when the Holy Spirit overshadows her at the Annunciation, she is already full of grace. And that fullness of grace overflows, you might say, into the mystery of the Incarnation. Jesus becomes present in her womb because she is already so full of grace. So today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady's Presentation, which is an extra biblical tradition by which we remember that Our Lady was presented in the temple at a very, very young age by her parents, Joachim and Anne, Saints Joachim and Anne, to live among the virgins there and to worship God. And this was a free offering of Our Lady. It's kind of an interpretation of the passage from the Annunciation, where Our Lady responds to the message of the angel by saying, "How can this be, since I know not man?" Which, according to the Fathers, indicates that not only was she a virgin at the moment that the angel appeared to her, but that her intention, obviously from the way she stated it, was to remain so. And the interpretation is that she intended to remain so because she had vowed to remain a virgin and had done so from early childhood. And this too reminds us of what is truly important in Our Lady's, it's all important, everything about Our Lady is important, but what is most important about Our Lady's relationship with her son, which is that it's based on this complete and absolute commitment of herself to God. In very often in sacred scripture, virginity is a sign of holiness, of course, and the commitment of virginity is this fruit of Our Lady's dedication to God. And it's a sacrificial kind of holiness, virginity, sacrificial kind of virginity, because it's a virginity that is vowed in the temple for the sake of the worship of God, where the sacrifice takes place. And while everything that happens in the temple of the Old Testament is a prefigurement, Our Lady also lives this sacrificial virginity at the foot of the cross, where the fruit of her complete dedication to God is manifested in her willingness to offer her divine, her rights as a mother to God in union with the sacrifice of her son. Our Lady manifests to us today in this feast the virtue of devotion. And the virtue of devotion is our readiness always to put the will of God into practice. And the word devotion from the Latin means to vow. Devovere means to vow. Our Lady's vow of virginity is her promise to God that she is prepared at every moment to do His holy will. May we do that as well through her intercession, through her mediation. And Our Lady's mediation in our life is her personal presence in our spiritual lives. She impresses her mind and her heart onto us so that we might have her same dispositions, so that as through the fullness of grace God formed in her womb His own Son, so through her presence in our lives she shapes us also into members of Christ and into those who are willing to be what our Lord wants us to be. For whoever does the will of my Heavenly Father, our Lord says, is my brother, sister, and mother. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Et Jesus.